They are against it. Biden doesn't even know what it is. If you ask Biden, sir, are you for or against crypto? What's that? What the? Get me off the stage. He's saying, get me off the stage. No, he has no idea. But look, Gensler is very much against it. The Democrats are very much against it. And I say this, a lot of people are very much for it, probably a lot of the people in this group. And I'm fine with it. I want to make sure it's good and solid and everything else, but I'm good with it. And if you like crypto in any form, and it comes in a lot of different forms, if you're in favor of crypto, you better vote for Trump.
CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. You just heard the former president, Donald Trump, telling you he's all in on cryptocurrency, telling you if you want support for cryptocurrency, you better damn sure vote for him and not the other guy who doesn't even know what it is. Biden knows what it is. That's why they're going against it. You can't be against it if you didn't know what it is. Now, the reason he's going against it and the reason that Gensler was against it, may be due to a lack of awareness or strong ignorance. That's possible, but Biden knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why he's doing this business of, I saw something on freaking X where they're talking about how are we going to help our homeless and how are we going to, you know, increase home ownership and how are we going to make things cheaper? We got to get the inflation under control. All these damn things that the guy should have been focused on when he walked in the damn office instead of listening to Greta Thunberg, focusing on EVs. And then of course, Tesla basically embarrassed him by cutting the staff. I digress. So you heard from the man himself. If you, and I said it on the episode, crypto episode, if you want cryptocurrencies to succeed, it's all about the economy. If you say nothing else about Donald Trump, he was one person that was really heavily focused on the economy because it was in a jacked up state when he walked in there. It was getting better. We were down to gas prices like $2 a gallon. It got so low, I was actually getting concerned because I felt like, okay, if you go too damn low, we're going to be rushing to SUVs. Here we are. Biden gets in office and he rolls back the Keystone. He jacks up the economy. He adds red tape to stuff that makes it harder. The job market is in the crapper. I don't care what they say. The job market's in the crapper. I work for myself, but you know, I have to work with other companies that may need my services and they lock down budgets or they refuse to hire people or it's harder to hire people. The whole DEI garbage, ESG garbage, it's in a worse situation than it has ever been. To the point you got Democrats turning coat against Joe Biden, snakes in the grass though they may be. I am not telling you which way to vote. I'm sharing what Donald Trump said, which is if you support cryptocurrency, you better damn sure vote for him. I'm not telling you to go either way. I will say, if you don't support a strong economy, it's going to result in more damage to your, you know, your tax bill and your property taxes and everything else. If that's really what you want, hey, it's on you. But I think, I suspect, and you know, CryptoTalk.fm, hit the contact form, tell me if I'm wrong. But I suspect everybody listening to the show that's in the United States is having a hard time. I suspect this is true. Even if you make good money on your job, you know the money doesn't go as far as it used to. You see the price tag of stuff at your local supermarkets, and you're wondering when it's going to get any easier. And I'm telling you, from my lens, it gets easier when we have somebody in the office that's focused on the economy, which we have not had since Donald Trump was last in office. That's just the truth of the matter. Does that mean Donald Trump did everything good? No. Part of it was because of the COVID. Part of it was because of his priorities. Part of it was because of he had Democrats surrounding him in Congress. It's a different era now. You got Republicans running one side of it, possibly running the other side here soon. So if he does get back in office, it may be a little bit easier time to see some of the stuff done. And I would like to see a revisit of the Keystone Pipeline. I'd like to see more crank down to say, no, stop this EV rush. We're not ready for it. Let's do hybrids. Hybrids are where we're at. Let's get back on track. Let's get the economy back on track. Let's get Americans back situated. We're not shipping more billions and billions of dollars overseas. Let's get our stuff back on track. And then let's calm down Rocket Man because he's kind of out of control. Let's calm down Mr. Putin over there and get back to some sanity. And I want my plea to anybody listening. Let's assume that Donald Trump doesn't win. Who else is there? It's Joe Biden. Robert Kennedy is a non-starter. He tries, and I give him all the credit in the world for trying. He's banking on people who don't like Trump and don't like Biden to vote for him. I would argue that you basically have battle lines. The battle lines are you got people that hate Trump and people that don't hate Trump. I don't think anybody likes Trump. I arguably don't. I think people either hate him or don't hate him, but they damn sure don't like Joe Biden either situation. So it's the people that like Joe Biden because they can't stand Trump, the people that don't like Joe Biden and will not vote for Trump, the people that don't hate Trump and would rather vote for him versus Joe Biden. That's kind of our split. Robert F. Kennedy is not in the equation, no matter what he does. So I'm not telling you to vote A or B. I'm telling you to support a strong economy. If Joe Biden finally gets a pair and comes out and says, I failed in the economy. I got it wrong. I commit to you. I am going to focus on the economy. We're not doing the EVs anymore. That was a mistake. We're not doing this anymore. That was a mistake. We're going to get the economy back on track. No more billions overseas. If he did that, I would say, okay, he's worth supporting. He's not going to do that. Not just because he's a Democrat, but because he's incompetent. So since he's not going to support what I think gets us back on track with respect to cryptocurrency, that only leaves Donald Trump as an option if the economy is what you support. That's the key. If you don't support a strong economy, you don't support cryptocurrency getting back on track. If you don't, that's up to you. It's on you. It's you that's at the voting booth at the end of the day. But think about it. Really think about it. You either want your financial situation to improve or you don't. And the bottom line is, Joe Biden is not going to improve your financial situation, evident by the way he's acted for his presidential term. So if you want more of that damage to your pocket, go ahead and vote for him. If you'd like to get back on track, just understand he is not the answer. Whoever goes against him is going to have to be the answer. If that's Donald Trump, who is basically heir apparent, what are you left with? Don't bank on the news articles telling you that this guy is going to jail. I guarantee you Donald Trump's not going to jail. I guarantee you all the cases that we know are politically charged and the timing of them ironic because many of the things brought up happened decades ago and they're coming after him now only because it's a fair amount of election interference that just kind of goes under the radar and it's designed to sway the election. You're telling people that this guy's a criminal, he's this, da-da-da-da, for what? Sleeping with a porn star, effectively. Business operations, which he's been in business for decades. Like none of the stuff that was realized is any kind of new. It was stuff that we already knew that was out there. So why all of a sudden are we rushing to go through court cases and try to drain his money? Because we know what it is. We're trying to not even, it's not even about disqualifying. We're trying to set a narrative in people's minds that the guy is a criminal. I would argue Joe Biden is just as much a criminal as Donald Trump might considerably be. So vote with your thoughts, not with your heart. This election coming up, let's watch and see what happens. But Donald Trump says if you want cryptocurrency to succeed, he's your only shot. Whether that's true or not, all I can tell you is Joe Biden damn sure is not going to support your cryptocurrency endeavors, and he's probably going to rush to locking shit down coming in 2025.